Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 57 today, and currently it is 43, partly cloudy skies at Swofell.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this World Theater Day?
Ready to take my life to another level and be dramatic at the same time.
Nope, sounds just like a Leo.
How about that? Country Wayne, he's on the show this morning talking about his new stand-up special, Nostalgia on Prime.
And then your morning gossip goes down into 23's Aisha Curry and Steph Curry. They actually talk about some things that they had, some rules that they had before each other that actually changed in their marriage. And Tyrese and Tank, we got a recap yesterday.
Girl, what's going on?
Kick your weekend off right here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
On Hot 103 Jazz.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Allow yourself to feel the positive potential of this day, this moment, this situation. Open yourself to the opportunities embedded in all you know, all you've experienced, all you're able to access. Imagine new pathways for growth, for learning, for fulfillment. Add in some powerful courage, generosity, curiosity, and love. All sorts of great possibilities are here right now for you to recognize and seize upon. Make time your best ally by utilizing it as it comes to create new, meaningful richness. Give action and energy to your best intentions. Give commitment and persistence to your most treasured dreams. Discover through personal experience the great value of working to make a difference. Provide yourself with the unique thrill of building small wins into big accomplishments. Serve as an effective lens through which life's abundance can be focused on the things that matter most. Here is your chance to live at your highest level and then go even higher. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time, high up 57, and currently it is 43, partly cloudy skies at UMKC. Aisha Curry and Steph Curry joined Michelle Obama on her podcast, and they revealed that she once had a no athletes rule when she was a kid.
I also heard you had a no athletes rule.
That is true.
So but about that.
A very 14? Disrespectful comment also on my part. It's so.
Okay.
It's,
honestly, okay. Thank you.
I had very textbook, maybe misconceptions. Okay. I was a theater nerd. So I think I was protecting my peace and just, I don't know. The teacher, it was an activity one day in class. And she said, write down what you would look for. And it was in capital letters. Like, God is funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny how things change, man. You got one preference and then, you know, God is like, whoa.
Funny you say that.
Switch a room.
Yeah, something like that. Has there ever been something that you were like so against or maybe just a quality and you're like, I don't think I want this quality. And then you realize, oh, dang, I let that go.
I just Not necessarily, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Maybe I got a little more living to do. I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I got plenty, because you know I'm strict over here, so it's plenty of things of that I was like, I didn't. Don't want nobody that's too overly outside, outgoing.
Hell no.
You doing too much. You too known.
Hell
I didn't like
no.
none of that. Red flag to me.
Red flag queen.
Well, it's not a red flag, but it's just like a.
You better come at Pimp Daddy D, correct?
Please.
Hell no.
Other news, Tyler Perry, Beauty in Black has just dropped on Netflix. I watched the whole thing in a matter of 2-3 days, so I'm sure a lot of our cousins caught up on it as well. Great series, by the way. But the word on the street is he has a new show out, and Beauty in Black, the other season, is ready. He just ain't dropped it yet.
Yeah. So tell me about Where There Is Smoke. I'm looking at these firemen right here.
Yeah, it's a new Netflix show because Beauty and Black, we already taped the final season, which airs next year.
Oh.
So yeah, it's already done. So I'm moved on to another show called Where There's Smoke. It's about black firemen and they're putting out fires.
And they're putting out
yes.
fires.
Yes.
Thanks for the details.
Oh, okay.
Looking forward to that.
That gives us a lot. Thanks for the tease.
Yeah, perfect tease, Tyler.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, Raytown on 350 Highway. I know you passing that Arby's up right now. Good morning, you up hustling and shining.
6:38 on your time. It's a high of 56. Currently, it is 41, cousins. Mostly cloudy skies at Hyde Park.
Now, I don't know why I said the Arby's. I'm just picturing going on 350 right now. Going north. Really? That's
you
what you want to do
you
this morning?
You the one that picked
That's
Arby's.
That's what you wanted.
You're the person that and picked
you,
Arby's.
And you,
Arby's.
And you
and
had
And what is their tagline?
That?
We have the meats. And
pause. That was crazy.
You set yourself up.
Pause.
Sorry.
Okay. My God, this ignorance this morning, y'all. My bad. It's Friday.
It's,
so
it's Friday.
I don't mind it, D. I don't.
He said it, y'all.
Listen, man. Mental health services in Kansas schools, they could be reduced under this funding proposed with the funding cuts. I'm so sick of these type of stories, D, but it is what it is. We got to talk about it. So school districts across Kansas could soon face some difficult decisions as there are some gaps in special education. That funding, it continues to grow bigger and bigger. So state laws call for Kansas to cover 92% of excess special education costs, but that level has not been met. Why? This year, funding sits around 67% and is projected to drop around 65% next year. Why is this necessary and how come, you talk about priorities?
This is a
Because we're building a brand new stadium over there.
And this needs to be a big priority.
Are we serious? Yeah. So these are the things that we need to... That I feel like we need to focus on. Like, we can't take a little bit of the money that we given to the Chiefs over in Kansas, and like there has to be something done, and I know
and
things
sure
are allocated ahead of time.
That's what I was
going to
say. There's things that are allocated, but I'm sure there should be some conversations that are at least like, hey, where do we have the money? Can we go here? And we're saying this not knowing if those conversations are happening.
Right.
We just saying that the action needs to happen.
Right.
And they need to get to it.
Because from the outside looking in, it's like, okay, y'all got money for this. You got money for this. You can come up with money for this. You can come up with money for this. But we talking about special education is being reduced. Why does that have to take a hit?
Yeah. So of all things. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
So Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota announced yesterday a new task force that will study options for the future of the Truman Sports Complex. Now, although currently the home for the Chiefs and the Royals, you know, its future is very uncertain as, you know, both teams are planning to move.
Yeah.
And so I saw these renderings yesterday, and basically they trying to turn the Truman Sports Complex into like the Legends.
I did see that
a little bit. Like, I just
how you feel about that?
It's, like, the teams is leaving now. Like, we should have did this. We should have did this 20-30 years ago, and I don't know
you
what the point of it
is.
Yes.
You think it's too late?
Yes, because...
You think people ain't finna travel out there to just go for that? Only they would only travel there if the sports was out there?
I just saw some... In the renderings, I just saw, like, some tennis courts. Like, they're trying to make it, like, sports-centered, I guess. And they're...
Make it a sports complex.
Right. Like, and I saw, some hotels, but...
Okay.
Why would I don't know though. They would they would have to make it like really, really, really nice with a lot of attractions in order for that to become a, I think, a legit economic powerhouse for Kansas City. Now, I mean, I'm optimistic it can be done, but you know, this task force that they're developing is, it will be called the Sports Complex Redevelopment Authority. It'll be, it'll have 10 to 15 people that would include business leaders, developers, and community stakeholders, and they would all have input on this new venture.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, if they put some food over there, I just need y'all.
Of course you would.
I just need them to check out my what is it called? I forgot. Like a petition. I got some signatures so we can bring back a White Castle.
Okay. See, now we're about to exit because we don't need that in Kansas City. They're not here for a reason, D.
Get it under new people. We need new chefs in the kitchen.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
If you're listening on the app, we love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, as well as our cousins tapping in on the live stream on YouTube and on Facebook through Hot 103 Jams. And of course, the old school way, the traditional way. You out on 71 right now, passing Meyer, please take your time. Or shout out to all our cousins at the downtown loop. Look, all the highways is right there. You got 670.
Slow
you
down,
got,
too.
You got 71, 70, 35. Listen, man, take your time and get to your destination safely. But most of all, we appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you. In your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins on the Facebook stream. You want to see us live in studio, all you got to do is go to your Facebook and type in Hot 103 Jams, and boom, just like that, you'll see us. In the comments, we got Anthony Valentine saying, happy Friday, fam. Blessed weekend, too. Henrietta Clark, Kiera Jenkins, Miss Cindy, hey, girl. Marcus Hearn as well. We appreciate all of our cousins in the comments. Keep on commenting. We be reading them, and we be actually talking about everything live on air as well. And the Hustle and Shine text line been thumping too. Happy Friday to Denisha, Lucy, and Carissa. Shout out to Anastasia Hillary. She works her butt off for her family and deserves a shout out. And also happy early 32nd birthday, cousin. Big love to Daniel Vett, always tapped in with us. And shout out to Sarah. Big love to one of our cousins said from the 816, be shining. What's up, cousin?
What happened?
And then they also chimed in on that White Castle conversation in your favor. Still love you, though.
Trinash.
Shout out to Carmenard, said it's Friday. See you Monday. Slow down, cousin. Let's get through 10 a.m. You sound like LaMonica. Shout out to cousin Sean, sending some love to his girlfriend.
He said LaMonica think it's Monday right now.
Right. Shout out to girlfriend Brianna. Hope she has an amazing day. Shout out to Sean Smith as well. Just got hooked up with those Wu-Tang tickets. Anastasia Jackson always sending us some love. Annette over in Raytown. Shout out her daughter, Jeanette. Anthony Drone, Brandocious. Happy 42nd birthday to hubby Anthony Hogan. Your wife said love you, baby. Shout out to Ebony, Aubrey, AJ, and Bella, and of course Rich Harris, always tapping in, and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate all the cousins.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 all your time. It's a high of 56, currently 42, partly cloudy skies at Southeast High School. The versus battle went down last night. We ain't did R&B in a minute, actually. Tank and Tyrese took to the stage. They did their big one. And there was a couple moments where it seemed like they was really at each other's necks.
You're an opener, so keep opening.
No, sir.
Please, we all need a comedian before the main act come out.
I'm the only artist on this stage that has done 4 headline tours, not him.
Okay.
Not a one.
That's fine.
Listen, Fast and Furious is nice.
That's fine.
But you can't tour.
Hey, Tank. How you gonna act like that, bro?
Did you watch the battle last night?
Yeah, I watched. I was at the district. Shout out to Joe Black.
Oh yeah.
They
had like a watch party there.
Yeah. So
did they break out into him?
That you thought that was tension? Like that's how homeboys. That's how we do.
No,
like,
I mean there was a bunch of times where they were going at each other.
They were joning each other.
I mean it's entertainment. That's what they're supposed to do. But it did seem like a couple times Tyrese was like, "All right, bro." Let's get back to the music. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they were nothing like they finna squabble.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
But, you know, I think the whole Versus has become less of who has more hits and more so of who can perform and cater to the crowd and also bring out people.
I like where they're going with Versus. It's much better than where it was. What, 3-4 years ago when it was like the end of the pandemic
when
Nelly
and Ludacris couldn't get their internet connection together.
Like, oh,
they gotta run that. They really should run some of those back. The ones
maybe,
that they did on that would be lovely to actually see those in person.
It like these.
Yeah, I would love that.
Tyrese won, by the way, y'all. Like I told y'all.
Yeah, I don't agree with
that.
Tank took that away.
Congratulations.
Shout out to Turtleneck though.
Oh, here you go.
I'm just saying what they said. Other news, would you ever turn down a $100,000 gig, B?
Depend on what it is.
Well, Mano speaks on T.I. recently turning down that amount.
Recently, said, yo, these people got 100 for you. He said, that's too low. I said, damn.
Tommy,
but he in
like
a different
that.
Space in his life. 100 was too low, so that was outlandish for him. Whereas for me, that would have been a lick. I never got 100 nothing for no show, so let's be honest. And that call I made, that was to T.I.
I mean, this is when your ethics and morals and who you stand in as a person come into play. I was thinking about different. He was thinking about value and worth with $100,000. I was thinking if somebody offered me $100,000 to do something that I just don't want to be involved
in.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not even thinking about that. But yeah, I would like you said, more so of if you're not in that position, and you got to understand, $100,000 to you might be $10,000 to somebody else. Because we all have different situations going on, and some things are not worth your time.
Don't let money control what you do, y'all. Please.
Yeah. If you got to pay them bills, keep that lights on. Do what you got to do.
Fine, Nate.
That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and
Shine.
Busy Ben Man, 816 day. We on Hustle and Shine.
What's going on? I'm here. Good morning. Good morning.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. How about you?
Good. You look like Donnie Simpson without all the facial hair, man. You look like you about to host Video Soul, dog.
Yeah. Let's bring it back, man. It's nostalgia, baby.
I wish I could see it on my end.
One of our favorite country cousins is on Hustle and Shine in the morning this morning. We call him Country Wayne. Welcome to Kansas City, man. How you feeling?
Hey, I feel good, man. Hey, you know I feel good every time I come to Kansas City. So Kansas City is like home, man.
Yes, sir. I first saw Country Wayne when he was doing the Cowboys thing. Like every time the Cowboys lose or win, he would do a little celebration video or whatever it may call for. But you still hanging tough with them Cowboys, dog? Y'all still good?
Because we got a lot in common. Kansas City Chiefs, y'all run over. So, like, that's how the Cowboys felt when we was winning. We could let y'all know how it feels. But now our run about to start again because we about to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years. But, yeah, I'm still with the Cowboys for sure. America's team, the number one team in America.
Walk by faith, not by sight. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, real quick. I have a question for you because Brian and I were just talking about this on our morning show. And I told him, of course, Chuck Norris unfortunately just passed away. I told him in my black household, it was common to watch Walker, Texas Ranger. Was it common for you? Exactly.
That's crazy. Look, whenever Walker, Texas Ranger came on, we changed the channel. We flipped it. And I thought that was for people who didn't have cable who watched it like that. My bad.
Yeah, that probably was the reason because we had that many channels. But my grandma definitely watched Walker, Texas Ranger.
Thank you for backing me up because we was really just talking about that, and I just knew you was gonna back me up.
I got you, even though I can't see you, man. I still got you.
So, you're promoting Nostalgia is releasing on Amazon Prime. Talk about this being filmed at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center in Atlanta.
We did do two shows in Atlanta, and it's nostalgia. It's taking it back, man. Everybody, we had the camera on the audience, like back in the day, like Def Jam. You can see the audience laughing, giving that energy. And it was just, hey, man, bringing that comedy back to the feeling, especially being from social media. Because, you know, they talk about us never being able to do stand-up when we first started. They thought we weren't going to get here. But for me to come from social media and for me to be on my second special, first special, Netflix special, this one, an Amazon Prime special. Hey, it was a special day in Atlanta.
Could you talk about the difference of doing your skits, because they're viral for many reasons, but actually doing skits on social media to then getting on the stage and doing these specials? What's the biggest and toughest difference?
The difference is with skits, you can mash stop, play, take it down. But when you live in that moment, you got to be funny for real. You got to, that's a different ball. Yeah, you got to be on. Ain't no taking off, and you got to be on for 45 minutes to an hour. So it's a different ball game. So in a skit, you already know what you're going to do versus on stage. You got what you're going to do, but the audience might say something. You might feel something might happen that day in an event that you got to address. So it's a different ball game.
You know, you just mentioned, you know, the social media comedians turning into actually bona fide comedians. And like, I remember interviewing you within the last 8 to 10 years or so on this show, and you were talking about, we like, I'm sure we had asked you about that, about making a transition from the internet to the actual stage. And I remember comedians like yourself getting a lot of flack from traditional comedians. I remember D.L. Hughley one time, he went off on somebody about this whole thing. Do you always feel like you got a chip on your shoulder? You got something to prove with these type of specials?
Yeah, I do got a chip on my shoulder. You know, that's why I got in. That's why I paid attention to stand up and got specials. Could get a special on Netflix and Amazon. I'm like, man, I don't really care what nobody say. It was like, I'm going to let the numbers talk. I'm going to let what I do talk. And these people have been coming to see me for a long time. Mm-hmm. And be from the South and be able to come to Kansas City, New York, and everywhere. It's like, it's showing them that they don't run the game. The people run it.
Facts.
That's real.
And so speaking,
time was gonna tell, and it's 12 years later, and I'm still here.
Speaking of game, like how, in what ways did you know you have to take your game to another level within your comedic style?
I knew I was unique because I'm the only one. I'm about the only comedian could talk about these women the way I talk about them because I really lived it. Most comedians got money, then got girls. I got girls before I had money, so it was like my subject matter was gonna stand out. So a lot of people who didn't relate to my comedy or don't, I'm like, I'm pretty sure you don't relate because this ain't for you.
You said, you know? They ain't getting no women, huh?
Nah, it's different. It's like when you listen to Future, you know, it's like certain rappers. I didn't relate to a certain rapper back in the day. I related to T.I. because he was talking about women and money. I didn't relate to a lot of rappers. If you talk about a gun, you could be flowing, but that ain't my style. So I don't take offense to people like, I don't rock with Wayne comedy because you probably don't. This ain't your cup of tea yet. Mm-hmm. I spoke what I spoke, but I knew women run the world. So I was like, I want to speak to these women. And whatever these men talking about, I don't even hang with men. So it's like, I like perfume.
You know what? That's interesting from an entertainer standpoint, because as a DJ, like, my goal is to get the women dancing first. Because you get the women in there, everything else just falls into place. You know what I'm saying? So I totally get that. But with you being a halfway, like, clean comic, or, like, you're kind of all the way a clean comic, do you sense that more women feel comfortable at your shows than, say, like, at a Corey Holcomb show?
Oh, for sure. Because I like church women, too. So I wanted them to come. I like all of them.
With
so,
their church fans.
Yeah. So me being a clean comic, because it's still raw. My comedy, I talk about all raw subjects. I talk about explicit subjects. But me adding the cursing was going to be too much for my grandma and her friends. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I want everybody to come. And to be honest, I'm glad I did that, because really the older crowd hold me down. I'm 38, but I got people coming to see me 70, 60 years old. So when people be hating on me, it mostly be because it's a grandma, auntie in your family somewhere that love Country Wayne, that people like, why they love him so much? Mm-hmm. But I'm speaking that real, and I ain't got to put that cursing on it, so it's hitting everybody.
I'm excited to check it out. I be on Amazon Prime all the time. So, your nostalgia is already in my queue.
Okay, yeah. hey, queue it up, and hey, it's going to make your stomach bust if they ain't got to cuss.
Hey, well, 793,000 subscribers on YouTube, boy. What one of them paychecks look like, dog? Golly.
I can't talk about it in Kansas City. My last child is in Kansas City, and child support is listening.
Oh, Lord, no. Let's get him off the air. Make sure y'all check out comedian Country Wayne on Amazon Prime Nostalgia. So go ahead and cue it up like Deanna, or we can all go to Deanna's house and watch. She got the big screen anyway.
I'm with you when you're right.
Country Wayne, man, we appreciate you, man. Always big love from Kansas City, and continue to be a blessing.
All right, likewise. I appreciate y'all having me.
Thank you.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jam.
You ready to get in the booth?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go ahead and do this.
Let's go. Come on.
Get that. Yo, my water at. Uh-huh. Pass me my.
Get you some of that tea Tyrese had last night.
Hold on, here we go. Come on. Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Weather keeps on changing, so it's cold today. Yikes. But Hustle Shine got you always.
Uh-huh.
Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk Monday.
Yeah.
Not much going on for me this weekend.
Same.
I won't
be in that bed sleep.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be chilling on the Madden. But first things first, the most important thing, Julie Jones Prime Classic going down tomorrow at the Mohart Center.
Yes, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Major shout out to Giving Hope and Help. I know they support this effort, and you know we'll be there live on location too, supporting Auntie Julie Jones. So please donate a new or gently used prom dress.
You know it. Chris Good, he's holding a community event at Peachtree is going down.
Yeah, shout out to Chris, always giving back to the community. And also, I noticed a lot of churches, so check your church's bulletin board. A lot of churches are doing an Easter egg
church
hunt.
Church announcements.
Yes, check your church announcements, because a lot of them are doing Easter egg hunts. Because, you know, on April 5th will be Easter Sunday. So
that's right.
Just go ahead and check that out as well.
My dog, Doug Richards, hey, congratulations to you and your daughter, Murphy. Celebrating a sweet 16.
Woo-hoo.
Coming up on Saturday on tomorrow. Can't wait to celebrate with y'all. It's going down. Happy birthday, Murphy.
Happy birthday, cousin.
And to the rest of you is in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what this weather gonna be.
Right.
But we need you to do one thing, alright? One thing, y'all.
Don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high up 56. Currently, it is 41. Partly cloudy skies at Apparition Breakthrough. Angie Stone's daughter, unfortunately, had to get on social media and check Clarissa Shields, the boxer, for mistaking her mother's name.
I wasn't gonna say nothing, but Clarissa, if you're gonna like my mama music, don't ever call her Jill Scott again.
Now, here is the moment that Clarissa got on, I believe, her Instagram Live and accidentally got those names mixed up.
I'm thinking of some female singers I grew up listening to. Who was that singing? My sunshine has come.
I'll tell you what it is right now. Oh, Jill Scott.
Wrong. Wrong answer. We know who's not going on Family Feud.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said it's... Oh,
she said it with confidence.
Yes. I'm thinking maybe somebody was on the live and maybe they said the name Jill Scott and then maybe she just repeated it. But like, you just felt like, oh, this is a neo soul type of artist. I'm just throw her name in there. It's like saying Erykah Badu's name just for the hell of it.
Yeah. Let's give each other a little grace.
No. Should we? That's kind of ridiculous because Angie, of course, has passed away. So now that's where things get a little dicey. Jill Scott is still alive and well and going on tour. Whatever.
This is how I be feeling about you when you don't be knowing certain things. But,
but this is current stuff. You mad I don't know something from the 70s. I was born in 96.
No, I ain't never brought that don't nothing make to sense. You to the 70s, girl.
That don't make sense. 2 + 2 = 4.
Oh, my God.
Another
news.
The
day go in, y'all.
Nah, for real. At the end of the day go in. Other news. We've been talking about these airports because specifically Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport has taken significant hits when it comes to TSA workers during this ongoing government shutdown. Damn. So much so that Tyler Perry was allegedly spotted there attempting to help. It said, according to sources, Perry reportedly wanted to help ease the financial strain as TSA agents have not been paid since the shutdown, February 14th. However, workers were unable to accept money due to federal rules that prohibit TSA officers from receiving gifts, quote-unquote, at security checkpoints. Now, those were same reports for Elon Musk because it was reported a few days ago that he wanted to help fund TSA just along with Tyler Perry, but the White House turned it down.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Come donate to Carter Media. We can use it.
Send him an email.
I beg your pardon.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those independent, intelligent, and dramatic Aries.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor Art Evans. A big happy birthday to our favorite niece, actress known for her role on Grown-ish, and singer, one of the twins. Sending a happy birthday to Holly Bailey. And a big happy birthday to singer, songwriter, actress, record producer, and entrepreneur. Some people say she has the rights to Christmas, and they wouldn't be wrong. Sending a major happy birthday to the Mariah Carey.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, James Steinmeck, Edward Booth, and Niecy Brantley Lindsay. Sending birthday love to Michaela, Cassidy Wilcox, and Eli King.
Happy birthday, Jedidah Solomon and Benjamin Williams. Us sending birthday love to Jessica Maxine, Kimberly Green. A big special happy birthday to Taja M. Smith. And also a happy sweet 16 to my man Doug Richards' daughter, Murphy, and everybody else born on March 27th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Jerrica. How you doing?
Hey, Jerrica. What you doing on this Friday?
I'm about to take my grand to daycare.
Okay. I know you got a good air freshener in that car right now while you're driving. What you got?
Yes, I have Bayside Breeze.
Bayside Breeze. I've seen it before. Is it blue?
It's like a beige.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard of it before.
I think it's one of them candle ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it smells so good. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I don't have no engine light on
or
nothing like
okay,
that.
Okay, good. All right,
she was ready for that one.
Yeah, that was my next question. Thank you for clearing that up.
But now that you didn't pass your diagnostics, cousin, we got two tickets to send you to go see Sherry Shepherd. She'll be at Uptown Theater tomorrow. We want to hook you up with it, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Baby, I'm so
sweet
fantasy, baby. Oh, that part always mess you up.
Messes me up too.
You come and take me. Wait, we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. It makes me feel good. I kind of don't know what did she say like during that period of time.
On
I don't.
And on and on.
I love
See, we all kind of mumbling.
Yeah, I think she was too.
Yeah, no, she definitely was. All right, cousin, you getting that hooked up. Two tickets to go see Sherry Shepherd tomorrow night at the Uptown Theater. Who are you taking with you?
I'm going to take my daughter.
It's going to be fun. I like that.
Please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Shine in the morning. High 103 Jam. Don't forget to slam that Z.